English. Historical summary. This site traces the genealogy of the Sidi Yahya since their establishment in western Algeria, Tlemcen, Jebel Rajd, Jebel Amour, Sidi Jilali, Misurta and other towns or municipalities in the region, as well as those who migrated, passing through Tunisia, Kef and Kasserin, to the Oras in eastern Algeria, particularly the Sidi Yahya in the regions of Tavessa, Batna, Kenkila, Oum El Bouaghi, Souk Araz, El Mourid J, Morsat, Boukadra, Anzurga, Ouenzah and other municipalities in these regions. The development of this genealogy is the result of the compilation of documentary and historical research through the reading of historians such as Ibn Khaldun, Charles Andre Julian, Jacques Burke, to name only the most important of them. It was supplemented by a consultation of the archives of colonized Algeria, in particular, the reports of different colonial administrations established since 1830, particularly during the establishment of civil status, the census, and the division of Arab-Berber tribes by the French civil and military authorities since the 1860s. One of the lines of the Yahwi family, of the Laracia tribe, one of the 13 tribes of the Sidi Yahya, is almost completely completed until the very last generation of the 2000s, thanks to the existence of a family tree provided by a member of the family, thanks in passing to Merez Yahwi Ben Omar, historical collections transmitted verbally by the elders, and cooperative work of documentary research under the aegis of Med Kamel Yahwi, initiator of this same posting on the Internet. Discussion on the origin of Sidi Yahya, if the sources regarding the Cherifayan asterisk affiliation of Sidi Yahya corroborate through the three accepted versions, namely, descendants of Ben Abi Atta, of the Idris site's lineage, 1. Fleeing from Morocco to western Algeria following the attack on their dynasty, descendants of Soleimane, 1. Brother of Idris I and son of Abdellah el Kamel already present in Tlemcen and its region. Descendants of Sidi Mohammed ben Yahya, line of Sidi Abdel Kader el Jalali, 1. Grandson of the brother of Set Amra Louaz Sila, sister of Sidi Abdel Kader el Jalali, arrived directly from the Middle East in the Tlemcen region. These three sources come together, coherently, from the three brothers of Sidi Yahya, Mousa, Ahmed, and Yahya, the grandsons of Zeid known as Nahr. To this Cherifayan affiliation, is added, from the descendants of Abdirahman a son of Zeid Nahr and father of Sidi Yahya, the nobility of his wife Lala Safiya bint Sliman ben Buzmaha. 2. This is also one of the reasons which explains the double name of Uld Yahya ben Safiya, in reference to Set Lala Safiya and of Uld Nahr in reference to their great-grandfather Zeid known as Nahr. 3. However, it must be kept in evidence, given the blood alliances and the multiple tribal allegiances at this time, the Sidi Yahya, while retaining their Sharifian ancestry, are at the same time Berbers, Berberized Arabs, or Arabized Berbers, and that few their descendants would belong to one or the other ethnic group exclusively. As the sociologist and Orientalist Jacques Burke well quotes, the traditions, customs and practices in daily life are almost identical, due precisely to this ethnic mix. Thus, indigenous Berbers or Berberized Arabs contain and convey this mix of genes, one of the reasons why, moreover, the Sidi Yahya are classified as both Zants Berbers and Berberized Arabs. Another particularity of the Brotherhood, we find the Sidi Yahya distributed throughout the Algerian territory with a notable concentration in the Auras, in Kabylie, among the Tuaregs as far as Mali, in the Oranas of course and, to a lesser extent, in neighboring countries such as Tunisia or Morocco. The five main mausoleums and zawiyas, and not only, which are honored by their descendants each year are located in the Auras, in Marij, tomb of Sidi Yahya ben Taleb and his son Yahya, in Kabylie, in Oranas, in the Sahara as well as Timbuktu in Mali. 1. Idris and Soliamain, both sons of Abdellah el Kamel, and Abdel Kader el Jalali come from Fatima Zahra, daughter of the Prophet Muhammad and wife of Ali ibn Talib, son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad and father of Hassan and Hussein. 2. Sidi Sliman ben Buzmaha, the father of Lala Safia, is a descendant of Sidi Mamur ben Aliya, tomb in Tlemcen, of the Bakri lineage also called Sadakia, descended from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, first caliph of the Prophet Muhammad. 3. The story of the attack of the brigands which joins, among other things, a verbal tale conveyed by the descendants of the Yahwi family until today seems to be that of the steppe bandit of the tribe of Sawaid called Wasil. This nomadic bandit known in the 14th century moved from the north of Dara to the extreme south of the Sahara, at the head of a troop of 1,000 horsemen. He took advantage of the absence of Muhammad ben Abi al-Attar who went to Mecca to attack and pillage all the property of his tribe. On his return from the holy places, Muhammad ben Abi al-Attar heard the news. He therefore set off in pursuit of the brigand to the place called Ouid Luz. A battle was engaged and ended in the victory of Muhammad ben Abi al-Attar. Legend says that, since then, Ouid Luz has been became Ouid Nahr Wasil, in reference to the Wadi of the day when Wasil was beaten. On this very occasion, Muhammad ben Abi al-Attar fathered a son named Zeid, to whom he gave the nickname Nahr. Asterisk Jorafas equals noble ancestry from the family of the Prophet Muhammad, SWS, characteristics of Sidi Yahya, their traditions are strongly and modestly joyful, associated with a form of tolerance and cheerfulness of life. Jacques Burke, the Arabs from yesterday to tomorrow, the Sidi Yahya are of Islamic tradition and worship. Their Islam is traditionally scholarly and peacefully religious. Ibn Khaldun, Tariq al-Barber Wa al-Arab. Thanks to their religious and political organization, they participated in power from the 12th century, with the ruling dynasties such as the Zirids mainly in Algeria and to a lesser extent, in Tunisia. Certain tribes, particularly in Algeria, but also in Morocco, Tunisia, and Mali, nowadays celebrate this joy of life during traditional festivals by organizing zardash, fantasias, and Quranic songs during annual visits of the zawiyas to honor the ancestors. Their symbol of union is materialized by a modest olive-green flag, sometimes bordered with gold thread. Reading references, General A. Onoto Kabyles and Kabyle Customs Ed. Chalamel 1893 Ernest Caret Origin and Migration of Tribes in Algeria 1853 Jacques Burke The Arabs from Yesterday to Tomorrow Sewell 1960 Charles André Julien History of North Africa from the Origin to 1830 Payot 1994, IBN Caldown Tariq Al-Barber W.A. Al-Arab Translation Slate 1852. Note, these historians, from the famous IBN Caldown to the contemporary Jacques Burke, have in common that they, each in their own period, lived in Algeria. Med Kamel Yahwi, contact @yahiawi.net.